Liberty, 102.5, 106.3, the game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. We are presented by the Southern Bank of Tennessee. We are live at First Horizon Park, where the Sounds take on the Iowa Cubs tonight, 6:35, first pitch, winning Wednesday, Rick Sweet bobblehead stash giveaway, presented by Nobody Trashes Tennessee tonight. So Stephen A. Smith decided to respond to the pushback regarding his... Again, it wasn't a take yesterday, even though it was on First Take. It was a report. Stephen A. said yesterday on First Take that NBA players he had talked to said that they don't want to go to Memphis because they don't feel safe in Memphis and that the authorities need to do something about it. And boy, people got mad. Chris Vernon got mad. The mayor got mad. Ja Morant got mad. Everybody in Memphis seemed to get mad. So this morning I actually watched First Take. I clicked it and said, let's see if he actually talks about what happened yesterday with all the Memphis talk and everything else. And of course he did. And so Stephen A. had the floor and had the opportunity to respond to the pushback he's been getting since he said NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because they don't feel safe in Memphis. Here's what Stephen A. Smith said.
He was being protective of the city just like the mayor was being protective of the city. I want to be protective of the cities because I love my peeps. And the bottom line is that I think the citizens in Memphis, I think a lot better can be done for them. And Ja Morant staying put and being the galvanizing force that he can be, I think will assist in that. That's what I was trying to say. I apologize if anybody was offended by it, but facts are facts. There are concerns in that city. And as a black man in this country who cares about my peeps, I'll be damned if I'm going to be silent when all of these troubles are taking place, although things appear to be getting better statistically anyway.
Okay. So Stephen A. says, hey, Ja Morant and the mayor and everybody else, they're entitled to what they want to say, but I'll be damned if I'm going to back down off of what I said yesterday. Stephen A. doubled down. Here's the thing that I feel like nobody seems to understand. Because this is the point that Ja Morant made, saying, oh, these are lies, and the point that Chris Vernon made about, oh, it's this irresponsible to say this about Memphis, and what the mayor said is the statistics are saying that the crime and everything else is headed in the right direction and whatnot. My issue is, if Stephen A. is actually hearing from NBA players that they do not feel safe going to play for the Memphis Grizzlies, is he supposed to not say it? Is he supposed to ignore it and not report it? So again, let's just use an example here. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, guys that could be on the move, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Let's say that they said to Stephen A. Smith, when going over the places that they might go to, oh, yeah, you know, we might be interested in the Knicks, but they have high taxes. Oh, yeah, we might be interested in this team, but they've got a bad owner. Oh, yeah, we might be interested in the Clippers, but they suck. Oh, yeah, we might be interested in Memphis, but that city's too dangerous. If that's actually what happened, is Stephen A. Smith not supposed to say it? Because it's going to make some people upset if he said it? Is he supposed to ignore it? Again, I keep hearing it is irresponsible for Stephen A. Smith to say what he said. And I'm saying, well, is it the truth? Again, ask yourself this. Do you think Stephen A. Smith was told by multiple NBA players that they did not want to play for the Grizzlies because they did not feel safe in Memphis? Yes or no? Because to me, the truth is not irresponsible. Now, if Stephen A. lied, then you've got an argument. If nobody said that to Stephen A. and he just decided to get on TV and besmirch the, well, I was going to say good name of Memphis, but let's be real here, the bad name of Memphis, then that's an issue. If NBA players aren't telling him that they don't feel safe in Memphis, then that's totally irresponsible. Then that is some Brian Williams-level bullcrap. But to me, and again, I'm not a pro-Memphis guy. I certainly would consider myself an anti-Memphis guy because I choose not to go to Memphis. And I'll say this for me. I don't necessarily, fairly or unfairly, I don't feel safe going to Memphis. Just saying. But it feels like the fallout of what Stephen A. said yesterday was really more this game of let's blame the messenger because we don't like the message. And the message was NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because they don't feel safe. And instead, because again, instead of really discussing the actual message and saying, well, we need guys like Ja Morant, instead of flashing their gun culture all over social media and getting warned by the league to stop with the gun celebrations, instead of that, we need Ja Morant to represent Memphis and to make sure that other players know it is safe to play in Memphis. Instead of doing that, it's Stephen A's a bad guy. And I just don't believe that because I don't think Stephen A made this up. Now, if Stephen A made it up, then you got a real argument. But as of right now, it sounds like a lot of whiny crybaby crap because you're unhappy with what he said, Memphis. Because you don't like it, Ja Morant, even though you are contributing to the problem, which is the poor reputation that that city has. But if Stephen A's telling the truth, I don't see how you could be upset about it. That's just me. But again, I also know we live in a society now where if people don't like what they're being told, they just get mad at who's telling them something, not instead of actually addressing the issue that they don't like. I mean, that would be like getting on the scale, seeing a number you don't like, and throwing the scale away. If Stephen A's telling the truth, hey, truth hurts. 615-737-1025, which is the phone number, 615-737-1025. So I did wonder, what do they say to Memphis? And I figured what it would be a lot of local crybaby crap. So I decided to go listen. And I've got the cut. What they're saying in Memphis in regards to what Stephen A. Smith said. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, 1025-1063 The Game. And let me tell all the fine folks out there that this week's Nationals best deal is Body Rock. Plank, lunge, twist, and push your limits with Body Rock's dynamic muscle sculpting Pilates-inspired classes. Designed to rock your body to the core, get half off a $50 gift card now at thegamenational.com/deals to use at any of Body Rock's four Nashville locations while supplies last.
I'm just saying if this had ever been an issue, it is he's creating an issue by saying players don't want to go there.
Nah, bro.
No, it is creating an issue.
It is creating an issue. Because if that is so, then I would just ask, why has nobody...
Somebody got to...
Their contracts don't end and then they leave.
No, a lot of dudes stay here, bro. Yeah, a lot of dudes spin the block and come back here.
We need to get on...
I've never seen a player in 25 years. We have had one trade request.
A lot of dudes spin the block and come back to the
I'm area. Not kidding.
They love this city, boy.
One player... Who, by the way, loved Memphis.
Yeah, they loved it.
Yeah.
His parents worked at St. Jude.
Once people get here, they don't want to leave. It's like a gravitational pull of like, because you can say like, yeah, I don't know if I want to go there. But once you get in the city and you see the love they give T.A., the Z-Bos, the Mike Collins, the Ja, the Jaren, are you like, hold on now. I can kick my feet up in this.
And moment. I promise you, if they tried to re-sign Luke Kennard, he'd sign the dotted line tomorrow. If they tried again.
It's a different
Why
kind of pride
have players
here, bro.
Not, if it's that yeah. way for NBA players, why has that not been the case? Explain to me.
I want to know too.
So you can talk about perception, but there is a reality. It's not like we've been a market for 5 years. We've been a market for 25 years.
Yeah.
And so to say it on national TV is super damaging. Again, if you wanted to talk to a player that had been here, but I don't give a shit what some guy that's never been in the city and never played in the city has a perception of.
There you go. That was Chris Vernon, Grind City Media. He's kind of the voice, in my opinion, of Memphis. And so that is what they are saying in Memphis. Again, this idea of, well, wait a minute. We've in 25 years, we've had one trade request. That's it. And I heard that, and I kind of rolled my eyes. First of all, how many good players has Memphis had in 25 years? Two? Three, if you include Marc Gasol? Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol, and Ja Morant. So it's not exactly like they're, you know, pumping out superstars left and right. But here's what I don't understand. All of the people in Memphis who got all upset about what Stephen A. Smith said yesterday, like, do you think this is the first time anybody's ever said anything like this about Memphis? Like, here's the pushback of, you know, all these guys, they come here and they see how Tony Allen's treated and they see how Zach Randolph's treated and they see how John Morant's treated and they see how Jaren Jackson's treated and they say, hey, wait a minute, they love basketball here. They actually like it in Memphis. They stay in Memphis. Did you not know what Memphis's reputation was before this happened? And then, again, to treat it like, you know, I don't care what somebody who's not here says, and I don't care what Stephen A. says, and I don't care what one person, as if there's like some sort of personal vendetta against Memphis. To me, this is what bothers me about the media. I tried to put myself into Memphis talk radio shoes yesterday, which was very hard to do. And I'm going to be honest with everybody because I'm from Nashville and I live in Nashville and everybody would admit Nashville is 100 million times better than Memphis. I mean, they would never say it, but I think deep down inside they know that too. So everybody knows that Nashville's better than Memphis. So it's very hard for me to put myself in the Memphonian, I think that's the right way to say it, the Memphonian shoes of, okay, I'm from Memphis. That's my hometown. I know we're not perfect, but here's Stephen A. Smith saying that good players don't want to play basketball because they're afraid of getting hurt. How would I attack this on the air? Because 99.9% of what you just heard in that cut right there is, I think, what you'd hear across the country from any local radio host talking about their city. They don't understand. They don't live here. That's irresponsible. They're wrong. Our city doesn't suck. And I'd like to think that if the city did suck, that I could say it. That I would say it on the air. But I've never been in that position before because my city is a great city. And everybody knows it. But it did sound like some local Homer stuff of, no, we haven't had any trade requests except for Pau Gasol. And Pau Gasol loved playing here in Memphis. Here's what I think really happened. And this is where you have to be honest here on the program. I think that people in Memphis are upset, including Chris Vernon, who's as Memphis as they come. I think people in Memphis are upset because Stephen A. Smith magnified what is probably their biggest insecurity as Memphonians, which is how bad the city can be at times. But this idea, too, that it's like, oh, Stephen A. Smith is the first person on the planet that has raised an issue with the safety of Memphis and the issues with Memphis is so ridiculous. Just so absurd. Like, did you not know what the reputation of Memphis was before this? I mean, the last time I went to Memphis was 9 years ago. A buddy of mine is a doctor. He's my best friend from the first day of preschool. He went to Tennessee's medical school, which is in Memphis. And he lived downtown. And it was like a gated condo community where in order to get into the place, like you had to have all kinds of remote controls and everything to get in there. And I mean, again, he told me this, and I'm not saying this is everything in Memphis, and he lived downtown in Memphis, but he said he was in the car with his then girlfriend at the time, And he just saw a drive-by shooting right then and there. And I'm not saying that, I mean, I know that that happened, but because he wouldn't have made that up. But like that kind of story, that is what I think of, again, my friend experienced it in Memphis. And so instead of being mad about what Stephen A. said, I mean, let's try to figure out ways to get people not to think these things about Memphis, or let's look in the mirror, face facts, and say, hey, this is what Memphis is. Again, I don't know. I'm just saying, when it comes to these people being all upset and all mad, this idea that, oh my God, it was so irresponsible that Stephen A. Smith went on national TV and said this. Again, it's only irresponsible to me if it's not true. And I have a hard time believing that Stephen A. Smith made it up. And secondly, when it comes to the city of Memphis, I think this is their biggest insecurity. But did you not know what the reputation was? You think this is new? This isn't new. People have thought this stuff about Memphis for years. I mean, I remember Floyd talking about this when it came to Memphis. He'd been gone for 4 years. So enough whining. Memphis. 615-737-1025. A lot of people want to weigh in here. 615-737-1025. Plus, Stephen A. did bring us into this discussion. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, 1025 The Game.
40% of the children in Memphis live in poverty. And when we're talking about all of those things and you're talking about the troubles that exist, these are the kind of things that contribute to the city being deemed by some within the NBA community as unattractive. Why is that relevant? We've got a city in like Nashville, Tennessee, that's they're putting a group together trying to get a WNBA franchise that could lend itself towards them believing they're in a position to get an NBA franchise. They're right in the same state. We've got cities like Las Vegas and Seattle who want a team. We're talking expansion, obviously, in that particular situation. Adam Silver even mentioned Mexico City. The point is, when you have these kind of troubles, it's relevant. And why did that come up yesterday? Because Ja Morant, they had just traded Desmond Bane to Orlando for a multitude of picks and some players. And Ja Morant's extension is coming up. Wendy can elaborate on that because that's more about basketball than the city itself.
There you go. That was Stephen A. talking about Memphis. Let me just say this when it comes to Nashville and expansion and the WNBA and everything else. Leave us out of this. Like, Stephen A., do not bring Nashville into this. We did not do anything wrong. We do not need to be a part of this. Just you stay with Memphis. You stay on them. You leave us alone. That being said, I would not say no to an NBA franchise, but I'm not jonesing for an NBA team. And that's the first time I ever have really heard anybody talking about the potential of Nashville getting an NBA team. You know, ever since the Sacramento Kings used Nashville and Bridgestone Arena in order to get a new deal years and years and years ago. All right, let's go to your phones. Quinn, phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Quinn is up next here on the program. Apparently he's from Memphis. Quinn, go ahead.
Hi, first off, it's Memphian, not whatever you say, it's Memphian. And the issue isn't that he said it, it's the optics of it. We as Memphians, we have a big pride for our city. We know what's going on in our city. Just to be honest, I don't want to move back to my city because I'm afraid that something happened to me while driving down the interstate. I mean, these are, like, I'm serious. I'm from Memphis. My wife watches Memphis news all the time. It's all the type of violent acts that go on there. I understand that. But to highlight it the way that you highlighted it, you could have kept it basketball because that's what you was talking about, the trades from the Desmond Bane trade. And I honestly think Memphis won that trade. I don't think he was worth the money that they was paying him. But you should have kept it basketball. You didn't have to. It kind of came off as you were dogging the city. And you can't dog my city if you ain't from my city. This is how we feel, and that's why we were mad, because you dogged the city, even though everything you said was true. Yeah, we have a high crime rate. Memphis is the murder capital of the world per capita, according to the FBI statistics. They have the FBI in Memphis doing roundups on several prominent gang members and all that other good stuff. They are trying. But you should have kept it basketball and not go to dog the city. That's how it came out.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but like, if you're going to sit here and tell me that all that's true, then why would you be mad at Stephen A. Smith for saying it? Again, what you're telling me is you're mad at Stephen A. Smith because he said the truth.
No, it just how it came off. It, like you're intentionally trying to badmouth the city.
You're talking about me or Stephen A.
No, Stephen A. When he gave his original take, it came off like you're in, like, yeah, they don't want to go there because they might get robbed, and it came off like you was just trying to be all negative. Like, I understand that he was 100% correct. Memphis is a horrible city as far as what goes on. I don't advise any of my friends to go to Memphis, and when I tell them, if you want to go, I'm going to go with you so you know how to move and all that other good stuff, because it's crazy. But every city, a lot of major cities have high crime. They weren't saying that about Detroit when Detroit was the cocaine capital of the world during Isaiah Thomas' reign. They weren't saying it about Atlanta when Big Meechman was down there. I mean, it's crime everywhere, but how he came across is the problem.
Okay,
Quinn,
I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your honesty. But here's the thing. If we're having a basketball discussion, and we're talking about, well, what about Memphis? And that is the basketball discussion. And Stephen A. Smith, who I think love him, hate him, whatever, he's very tied into the NBA. I think we can all agree on that. If Stephen A. Smith is hearing, hey, these guys don't want to go to Memphis because, like Quinn from Memphis said, I'd never move back to Memphis. I watch the news in Memphis. It's terrible. Shouldn't he share that with the audience? If we're having a basketball discussion, if we're trying to have a discussion that makes everybody feel good about themselves. Again, this is not Landchop's Playhouse, okay? This is grown-up stuff. Should it not be a part of the discussion? Let's go to Ken, who's up next here on our program. Ken, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
No problem. I lived there for 5 years, went to school there, got my master's, my doctorate. If it's so bad, I went to dental school there. If it was so bad, why haven't they moved St. Jude's? Why haven't they moved University of Tennessee Dental School, University of Tennessee Medical School? Why didn't Elvis live there? Now, but yes, there's a problem. And yeah, it's worse in Nashville. I guess the chances for mobility is greater here than it is. But look, yesterday I had a newspaper article that said 900 and something people made $1 million or more living in Nashville, okay? And a friend of mine said, I guess they were all Titans. I said, no, man, Titans live in Brentwood. They live in Franklin. They don't live here. That's the same way for the Grizzlies. Those guys don't live in a bad part of town. They live in good parts of town where they got good schools. They got everything. I don't know if I'd want to live in inner city Baltimore. If you remember how they acted just a few years ago, how crazy it was. I don't know where the Wizards Stadium is, but it was a mess. I don't know. I do like Memphis. I got friends down there. We try to get down to see the Tigers play. It's a good town. But it's got problems. 40% of, like Stephen said, 40% of the kids are in poverty. That's terrible. But whose fault is it, if you want to really get into that? The government, our governments have poured money into everything in the world. And sometimes your culture is holding you back, and your parents are holding you back, and it's not our, I don't know.
I feel like you're getting ready to go on a rant there that maybe we just leave it at what you said. You do make a good point about if it's so bad, then why haven't the Grizzlies moved out of there? Now, the Grizzlies moved out of Vancouver and ended up in Memphis, and they haven't flirted with leaving Memphis. I think that's probably a fair point. But again, when it comes to Memphis, you're like, well, you know, these players, they live other places. They live in Collierville and in Germantown, and they live in the, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I heard there was a discussion on the Midday Show the other day before I went on where they were talking about Ryan O'Reilly, and I think it was James Myrtle in his podcast that covers the Maple Leafs was talking about what about O'Reilly, and they were talking about the Predators and everything else, and, like, I lived three homes down from Ryan O'Reilly. That is 10 minutes away from the arena. I lived three homes down from Ryan O'Reilly. And I'm telling you right now, based on the house and what he's done to it, he's not planning on leaving Nashville anytime soon. And I say that because in Nashville, you can live in the city. And if I've got choices of where I want to go and you tell me I have to go live all the way out in Collierville because I can't live in Memphis, that's not good from a basketball perspective. One texter says, Memphis stinks. He said, I'd rather live in Iran. Are we supposed to pretend like it's a safe place? It's true, but we're not supposed to say it. This is getting ridiculous. Let's go to Brady, who's up next here on the program. Brady, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Well, this is Freddie, if that's what you're asking.
Good enough. Freddie, go ahead. Go.
Yeah, man, former Memphian here, and I just wanted to point out, you know, I know you like balls and strikes, Jared, so here's some balls and strikes for you. In Memphis, if there's 24 people shot killed in a murder, they count that as one murder, and Memphis is the murder capital of the country. Okay, a town that shopping malls shut down because you weren't safe, because people were hiding underneath cars, slashing people's Achilles tendons. And shopping malls don't shut down in Middle Tennessee that I've seen. I mean, unless it's just in a small town that's poor. But
wait a minute, I can't get over this. Hold on, Freddie. Go back to this 24 people murdered counts as one murder. What is that? I've never heard that before.
That's how Memphis counts their murders. That is how the city tabulates murders. If there's 38 people killed in one shooting, they count that as one murder, and they're still the murder capital of the country. It's that bad.
I'm going to need some proof on that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I do feel, though, like that is – like when he called in and was like, I got balls and strikes for you, I thought this was going to be like a pro-Memphis take. And there don't seem to be a lot of pro-Memphis takes. You know, as far as what's going on, you know, I'm looking for someone to say, no, Memphis is good. So I texted my buddy, the one that I told you about with the drive-by shooting in his, like, condo downtown. I said, did you feel safe when you lived in Memphis? He said, with the exception of a drive-by shooting to the car behind me when I was pulling into my driveway, yes, I did. I asked somebody else who's from Memphis. I said, would I feel safe if I moved to Memphis? She said, maybe. You'd likely be up the creek, though, if you voiced criticism on the radio. The ADT guy told me that my security system was worthless because in Memphis they just go into the crawl space under the house and they use a saw to cut an access point into the floors and enter that way, and the alarm doesn't do anything. Again, like, it's hard for me to believe that there's not at least a little bit of truth in all of this. JD says, I lived in Memphis for 2 years. I agree with Stephen A., as bad as I hate to admit it. Will says, I lived and taught in the inner cities in Memphis from 97 to 2006 before moving to Murfreesboro. I go on visits to Memphis but wouldn't want to live there anymore. First of all, I also don't think that I don't think I'm like the gold standard as to what is I don't think I'm the gold standard as to would you feel safe living there or not, because with me, in all seriousness, I probably wouldn't feel safe even if I should feel safe. You know, like, I'm probably more on the pessimistic side of feeling safe than I should be there. But again, my thing with Stephen A is if Stephen A lied, then you got a valid argument. If not, Memphis, let's do a better job. And by the way, if we can, and I say we, I'm not Memphis, but if you can, change your reputation. That's all I ask. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025 here on the program if you want to weigh in. There is a Vanderbilt story I kind of want to touch on, so we'll hit on that. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106 for the game.
Vanderbilt's going to run Tennessee after this year. Like, this is going to be the new staple of, like, college football is going to happen here at Vanderbilt.
Do any of you and the boys ever, like, talk about that? Like, we got to be the
State school.
Well, we're in Nashville, Tennessee. We're in the Music City. Like, we need to be the brand of Tennessee.
Everyone wants to come to Tennessee because of Nashville. So they want to come to Nashville, so Vanderbilt. And then when we have, like, the most money in NIL, like, why not come here? So, like, we literally just have to win this year and throughout the rest of the year. It'll take care of itself.
You think Vandy will have the most money in the game?
I think we'll be up there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's Nashville.
Yeah, there's a lot of big hitters around here.
Yeah.
They just need a team to believe in.
Yeah, that's all they need.
They need Diego Pavia.
There you go. That was Diego Pavia on Bussin' with the Boys. And, boy, Tennessee fans and even really our station, I've heard a lot of talk about, can you believe what Diego Pavia said about UT Vandy? And Vandy's going to run it with NIL money and blah, blah, blah. I don't really have much of an opinion on this. I don't have much of a reaction to this. And I don't know if this is a me thing. David Reed, you hate everything, but you're a UT fan. Does this move any needles for you internally?
No, I just kind of want to pat him on top of the head and say, you keep believing that, little man. Just keep on believing that.
He also went on to say he does walk the walk a little bit.
But he also went on to say that he turned down a $4 million NIL offer to stay at Vanderbilt. I don't believe anything that he said on Bussin' with the Boys, much less his delusion that Vanderbilt's going to run the state of Tennessee. They lost to Georgia State last year. Why don't you make one trip to Knoxville and see what you think after you experience playing Tennessee in Knoxville before you think Vanderbilt's going to run the state?
So it does feel like you have an emotional needle turning because of what Diego Pavia said.
Well, I mean, I guess somewhat, yeah. But to me, it's just laughable. Is that what they're telling themselves over in West End? Or is this just Diego Pavia?
I think Diego Pavia. So I've learned my lesson with Diego Pavia. Because last year, when Vanderbilt beat Alabama, Diego Pavia did every single interview, and he launched a podcast that week. And they were getting ready to play Kentucky, and I know Kentucky's not very good, but how many times have we seen this? You know, where a team wins a game that they're not supposed to win, then they play some Scarbini, and they get beat because they were too busy smelling their own farts. And when Diego Pavia launched that podcast on the Friday before the Kentucky game, I said, oh, dear God. I said, oh, no. Diego's trying to, you know, really celebrate his 5 minutes of fame after beating Alabama, and he's turned into the hawk to a girl, and apparently, and we've got some sourcing on this, apparently somebody connected to the program told Diego Pavia before they left for Lexington what I said on the show and comparing him to the hawk to a girl. And apparently Pavia got so mad that he went and ate his lunch by himself, you know, in the corner stewing the whole time. And then Pavia went out there against Kentucky and he kicked their ass. And I know that's Kentucky. I got it. But the thing I've learned about Pavia is you can talk the talk if you can walk the walk. And at Vanderbilt, Diego Pavia has walked the walk. I think Diego Pavia is the single best player in the history of Vanderbilt football, at least in my lifetime, simply because Vanderbilt football has been so bad. And so Diego, from the second he showed up there, he was a breath of fresh air to that program and bucks every trend that I'm used to with Vanderbilt. That said, if Cam Ward did an interview and said something like, oh, I mean, by the end of the year, we're going to be running the AFC South, I would go nuts. And I do wonder how Clark Lee feels. Is it like, hey, let's not go there. Like, let's not give anybody any more bulletin board material. Let's not anything. And I just guess with Diego, he's like Manny Ramirez. At some point, he's got to let Manny be Manny. And in this case of Diego Pavia, he's got to let him be Diego Pavia. And I did not hear the Bussin' with the Boys interview because I'm not sure I care that much. But let me just say this. I think he did turn down $4 million to stay at Vanderbilt. If he said it, I think he did.
Yeah, out of your mind. Arch Manning's making $6 million. You think someone was going to pay Diego Pavia $4 million?
Well, somebody paid Carson Beck $4 million. And Diego Pavia had a better year than Carson Beck.
No one offered him $4 million. And if they offered him $4 million and he stayed at Vanderbilt, he's an idiot. And I don't know how he got into Vanderbilt.
Well, I don't know if we're really going to school anymore, although I think they claim that these guys still go to school. It just doesn't move the needle for me. And I know that, like, I'm sure Knoxville Radio is like, Diego Pavia said, oh, God. So I'm sure we got a bunch of crying on both ends of the state, right? Like, Knoxville Radio is probably all worked up about Diego
Pavia. Well, I will say this. I had no plans to go see the Vandy, Tennessee game in Knoxville this year. I will be there now.
Isn't that the point of your season tickets, Reed? You got to go to all the games?
No. No, not the ones I know we're going to win.
So you only go to, like, the games you know you're going to lose, like Georgia?
No. There's a chance, Jared. There's a chance, man, okay?
No, you are not that kind of fan. That kind of fan goes every game and sits in the seats until there's zeros in the scoreboard no matter what.
Oh, no, I do that. If I'm paying my money, I'm staying until the clock hits zero.
But you're not going to go to the Vanderbilt game until you got mad at Diego Pavia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's just go through this then. Are you going to go to Atlanta for the Syracuse game?
No. I don't. Atlanta is almost up there with Memphis for me. I don't go to that city.
By the way, I went to that Aflac kickoff game. I went to that when Louisville played in it a couple years ago, and I didn't book the hotel. The hotel that was booked that I stayed at was the freaking dirtiest, worst. You know, the person I was with booked it with points, and it was like close to the stadium, but it didn't really feel safe to walk outside the hotel. And it was the dirtiest, worst hotel I've ever stayed at. There was no AC, and it was awful, to back up your point there, Reed. Also, the person that was like a big thing was there was like this belief that they believed that they were like a great hotel booker. And I will tell you that was like exhibit 47 of bad hotel booking.
Yeah, people with points think they have the edge on the system, but no.
Dude, when somebody tells me that they're like a good travel booker, like, I need proof. I'm sorry. I'm not taking your word for it. ETSU at home. You going to that one?
No, those tickets are already for sale if anyone wants to hop on Ticketmaster and grab those.
Are your seats good?
I think they're pretty good.
Okay. Georgia.
Yes, I will be at Georgia.
UAB.
No.
Arkansas.
Yes.
Oklahoma.
Yes.
New Mexico State.
No.
Vanderbilt.
Yes.
So you only go to, like, the interesting games that they're probably going to lose?
Yes. No, wait. Yes, the interesting games, yes. The losing part, no.
If they played at Kentucky at home, would you go to that game this year?
Oh, yeah. I hate Kentucky.
Okay. But you know that they're going to win that game.
Yeah, but I want to be there to hate Kentucky. Just like even if we're going to lose to Alabama, I want to be there to hate Alabama. I have a role that I need to fit in some aspects of being a Vols fan. And to show up and just hate the teams that I'm supposed to hate, that's part of it.
How much are you charging for your ETSU tickets? What's the going rate?
Those actually just sold for $175 each.
What?
Yeah.
Where do you sit? On the 50-yard line?
No, I sit in the south end zone.
You could not pay me to go to the Tennessee ETSU game. $175 each.
Oh, I will, by selling tickets to games like that, I more than pay for my entire season tickets every year.
Unbelievable. All right, we may have some news on the other side. 615-737-1025. If we don't, we don't. If we do, we do. But there was a big brouhaha last night in the WNBA. And after I lectured the WNBA on their jealousy of the Golden Goose, they went after her again. We'll get to that next. I'm going to Company 125 again.